Two separate landmine blasts two roads leading to Mayoma near Diofayama Brukona County in Unity State over the weekend. On Saturday, a Toyota pickup Land Cruiser dropped into a landmine field 20 kilometers from Bentiu Town. An eyewitness say that he saw three dead and 15 left seriously wounded from the blast on the road in Kalja Fayam of Rukona. Then on Sunday, a public bus carrying 12 passengers from Bentiu Town and heading to Nialdio struck landmine as well, killing two and wounding six, according to the State Minister of Information, Gideon Gatfansar. Sources say that the landmine are believed to have been laid by the militias force under James Guy Yuai. Yuai fought under Peter Gadet in the Southern Sudan Liberation Army, but rejected Gadet's ceasefire with SPLA. Yuai claimed that the SLA lose none of its fighting force to Gadet defection. The United States government accused Yuai of being backed by the Sudanese government. Yuai fought under the Khartoum-aligned militias during the war. On Sunday, the governor of Unity State, Taban Dengai, denounced the rebel for laying landmines that indiscriminately killed civilians, suggesting Yuai was being bought off by Khartoum and was not serious about facing fees. The governor accused Yuai of continuing crime against humanity and said that the rebel leaders is well known for atrocity during the war.
Sunday landmine incident involved the stepson of Guy Yuai as a victim among those who have fallen into landmine blasts in Nialdio Road. On the same incident, Guy Yuai brother's son hit by a landmine and broken his leg. Community of Adang Fayam of Rukona County gave Guy Yuai a call in Khartoum for the barbaric act of his group on planting landmine in the area. He said, "We'll change the direction of operation to areas of Jikany of Gid County and Joseph Palin County as the main target."
Speaking in front of church on Sunday, by President Riek Machar Teny called the community of Southern Sudan to work toward peace with each other. He directed his call especially to the people of Unity State, Upper Nile, and Jonglei State, where multiple militias are fighting against the Southern Sudan armies.
"The group who carry day-to-day atrocity in planning landmine on killing and threatening the life of innocent civilians in the state, I strongly call upon the entire of Unity State to act as agents of change in bringing peace to their community." Machar added, "Our problem as people of Unity State must be solved by us." He said, "We don't need anyone to come and tell us to behave well without applying our responsibility as a people of Unity State."
Machar strongly commend Gadet for taking up the amnesty offer by the president. The by-president said peace is needed so that the new country can begin to develop, build economic and improve the democratic governance. For BOA News, this is Bonifacio Taban in Bentiu.